Nicholas Copernicus, his date was 1543, a Polish astronomer. You remember Nicholas. He proclaimed that within our universe, the sun was the center, and the earth rotated on its axis and orbited the sun. The sun, Copernicus said, that was the center. Now, before Copernicus' discovery, all thought that the earth was the center and that the sun and everything revolved around the earth. The earth was the big one, society thought. The Copernican Revolution was a massive paradigm shift in intellectual history. And I submit we need another Copernican Revolution. No, not concerning the position of the earth or the sun, but concerning worship. Isn't it time for us to discover again, and maybe for some to discover for the first time, that in worship, we are called to revolve our total being around God, and not somehow, as if we could, dictate God to revolve around us. In worship, we don't seek to get God to do our will. Rather, we're called to submit ourselves to His will. It's all about God in worship. We need a worship revolution, a renewal of authentic worship. William Temple was the former Archbishop of Canterbury. I want you to see what he said about worship. Worship is a submission of all our nature to God. It is the quickening of conscience by His holiness, the nourishment of mind by His truth, the purifying of imagination by His beauty, the opening of the heart to His love, the surrender of our will to His purpose, and all of this gathered up in adoration. That definition is beautiful about worship. It is a quickening, a nourishment, a purifying, an opening, a surrender of our will to His purpose. We continue looking at Psalm 100 last week, verses 1 and 2. Today, verse 3. Psalm 100, verse 3. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Let me share a few thoughts on authentic worship based on this text, verse 3. First is this: authentic worship acknowledges that God is God. Temple worship to Israel was always God-centered. As we read of the worship, that the Psalter, as we read the Psalms, we know that the Psalms are always God-centered. And for our worship to be authentic, it too must be God-centered. Our worship must focus on God as creator, God as redeemer, God as sustainer. Ancient Israel, as worshipers, celebrated the mighty acts of God in history as God continued to fulfill His covenant with Israel. They focused on the promises of God. And that focus allowed them to live looking toward the future with a sense of hope. Now, we all know as we read the Bible that there were times, even often, when Israel took her eyes off of God. She turned her eyes to other gods, or even worse, she turned her eyes inward, and it always ended in disaster. The Old Testament testifies over and over again, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. God said, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and they've dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. They took their eyes off God. It was all about them. And it brought disaster. I love the Message translation of Psalm 100, verse 3. The Message says, know this, God is God, and God, God. The Message, know this, God is God, and God, God. Authentic worship knows that truth. Authentic worship proclaims that truth. Authentic worship lives in that truth. Authentic worship is centered on God. Authentic worship begins with God and it must end with God. We have to be careful before it's not long before we begin to say, worship, you know, I don't like those hymns and I don't like that music or I don't like that preacher or worship, it's just too traditional, or worship, it's too contemporary, it's too loud, it's too soft, it's too boring, worship's not about you or me. It's all about God. Worship, not about me or you. Worship, authentic worship begins and ends with God. It revolves around God. This worship does not revolve around us, not to be real. Authentic worship also proclaims God as creator. Indeed, true worship begins when we recognize who God is. We see who we are in that relationship. The text said he is God and we are not. It is he who made us. We didn't make ourselves. He made us and we are his. Authentic worship celebrates our being, not just any being, but that God created us. The day in which we live, we need to be reminded that God started it, and God created it, and God sustains it. That's why we sang the hymn earlier in the worship, this is my Father's world. Isaac Watts penned the words, I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day the moon shines full at his command, and the stars even obey. But aren't you glad that God didn't stop after 5 days? It was good. It was good, all that he had created, but God was just getting started. I don't think we should ever read Psalm 100 without pausing to read Psalm 8. Psalm 8, when I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon, the stars which you set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? Oh God, you have made them a little lower than the angels, and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and all that swim the paths of the sea. Oh Lord, my God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. God created. True worship proclaims, God, you are God, and God, you are creator. that the Creator longs to hear from His creation. I still talk to my kids every day. Yesterday, Adlin was 25 on the 25th. Truett in a few weeks will turn 23. And I still call them, probably much to their dismay, most every day I call them. And of course, they don't pick up, and then they text me back, "What do you want?" But I enjoy calling them. I keep calling every day. I call, and they text. But occasionally, my phone will ring, and it will say Truett or Adlin, and I'm so excited that they have called me. And it's usually, "Hey, Dad, could you put some money in my account? It's really low." Or, "Dad, you know that little red light on the car that's been blinking for 6 months?" Or, you know, as parents. But it doesn't matter that the kids bother to call me. Don't just text your parents. Call them on the phone, not just when you wreck your daddy's pickup. Call them all times. Call. Because when they call me, I started this thing. Aria had something to do with it too. But we started it. And for we long to hear from them. As parents, we know this. And God longs to hear from us. Isn't it mind-boggling that the Creator, who did all the things that we sing, that we know that the children reminded us, all that God created, the mountains, the seas, the stars, that He longs to hear from us. That's worship. Worship acknowledges that He is God. And not only is He God, but He is God, the Creator. And finally, authentic worship not only acknowledges that God is God and proclaims that God is Creator, but authentic worship celebrates this truth, and we belong to Him. The psalmist said, "We are His. We are His people. We are the sheep of His pasture." We read through that quickly, but ancient Israel, oh, they loved this psalm. They understood when the psalmist talked about the shepherd and the sheep motif and imagery. They lived in that society. They got it immediately, and it was much bigger than it. We read it today. The shepherd, they knew, had power and authority to lead the sheep. The sheep knew the shepherd as one who had that power and who constantly and consistently employed that power. The character of the shepherd enabled the sheep not to respond in fear, but the sheep trusted the shepherd. The shepherd-sheep relationship was a promise of guidance and a promise that the shepherd would protect the sheep. The shepherd provided compassion and care, strength and security, help and hope. This morning, dear church, this morning, dear sheep, we too can know the compassion and care of our shepherd. We too can know the strength and security of our shepherd. We too can know the help and the hope of our shepherd. Because we have a shepherd. We have a gentle shepherd. I heard you say the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Mind-boggling that we belong to the shepherd. The psalmist said, "We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." When we began to understand that, we began to celebrate that truth, we are beginning to experience authentic worship. Copernicus was right. The sun and the earth revolves around the sun. It's all about the sun. That discovery changed our world. He must have been a Baylor guy. I pray that we too discover and celebrate authentic worship. Why don't we say the third verse together? Psalm 100, verse 3. It's on the screen, I think. Is it up there? Oh, there it is. You know it, let's say it. Psalm 100, verse 3. Know that the Lord... Know that God is God and God is God. He created it all. We are His and He is ours. Thanks be to God. Shall we pray? Oh God, in the bigness of this world and all that's happening and all that's going and all that happens around us, what comfort it is, how amazing it is to know that You are God. And our worship must center around You, for You are worthy of our worship and our praise. You're not just any God. You're the God of all creation who created even us. Yes, the stars, the moon, the sun, You started it all and You created mankind and You said, and it is very good. But You're not only creator, You're our shepherd. You're our shepherd and You protect us and You guide us. We know of Your compassion and Your care. We sense Your help and therefore we have hope, Your strength and Your security. Oh God, where would we be without it? Like Israel, sometimes we think we can do it by ourselves. We always fail. You don't want us to fail. You're there to pick us up. Thank You for being our shepherd. A kind and gentle and loving shepherd who puts up with us, Your stubborn, dumb sheep. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for holding us. Thanks for being our God, our Creator, our shepherd. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.